Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
The phone number you call, 800-400-3697, is the same number you can text us at. And we got a lot of those this morning. I'll try and read a few, and then we'll be caught up and almost out of here. Lexi, we'll make room for Lexi.
Yeah, she'll come running in here, taking over, shoving us
Lexi,
out.
Lexi Lou.
650 writes, my phone storage was full and wouldn't let me type any more emails. When I went to manage my storage, I found the Sarah and Vinny podcasts were taking up 45 gigabytes of space on my device.
Oh, boy.
Somehow, that's 1,500 podcasts.
They had all the podcasts?
Longtime listener. First time finding out I store way too much podcasts.
Yeah. Huh. You know, you can get those anytime you want. We save them all. At RadioAlice.com. You can get all of them. No? Can't get all of them?
Well, we're changing stuff, but can get most of them. Let's see here.
If you have the early ones, though, don't delete those. Apparently, those are...
So, about 3.5 months is 1,500 podcasts.
Oh.
Or something like that. Maybe more than that, actually. I'm trying to figure it out. But, you know, we do 5 a day, so it adds up pretty quickly.
They're talking about all the podcasting we do. Why are you looking weird?
The segments that we do on the morning show are divided.
This isn't just
a
secret show.
Right,
right.
No, that's correct. All the podcasts.
All
right.
The podcasts.
Yeah. Don't those automatically delete from your library once you've listened to them?
You know, it's always different. I'm trying to figure that
probably
out myself.
A setting,
yeah,
right?
There's a setting that you can click where it...
I was like, 5 a day? What are you guys talking about?
Where are you when we do those?
You guys are doing 5 secret shows a
you
day.
You know, right, people, baby. You carry that phone around all day, every day. Go in there and clean that thing up. It's like garbage all lying around on your storage.
Everything's fine.
The same with the text. You don't keep 1,000 years of text.
Sure you do. What if I want to reference something you said to me 2 years ago? I need to have that.
That's an old conversation that goes in the trash after you've read it, for crying out loud, you weirdo.
Goes in the trash after you've read it.
Yeah.
I have kept it and will be able to show you exactly what you said and the commitments that you made.
I like to be careful about my storage and about my phone cleanliness. That's all.
My phone's perfectly clean.
Well, you've got a better phone now, I'll give you that.
It did just tell me I'm running out of space, though.
Oh, my God. No. Already?
I don't know. It said I have to delete some photos or something.
Played lots of Thumper in the 80s at Cal Poly.
Oh.
Says 408. This is an interesting one, and I thought this as well as we were talking about the story. You get fired from a job when you don't perform, not thrown in jail. Even soldiers who freeze in combat get discharged, not jail. As horrific as the whole situation is, none of us know how we will react under such a horrific event.
Oh, that's
the guilt is probably killing him. I don't disagree with you there, but what I do always believe, and we hear this and I mention it in times when we do these stories, grieving parents can't control their grief.
Right.
And some of those tweets I read were grieving parents who absolutely want revenge on this guy. Mm-hmm. They feel like he stood between.
It was
his job to stand between the gunman and their child, and he didn't do it.
Right.
And they want revenge. I'll be interested to see how the court handles this one.
That is a crazy great point.
You know?
Yep.
And I would hate to be him, mm-hmm, and not have done my job.
Right. Oh, it must
That's,
be
I've said
awful.
This a million times. I want to be brave in that moment because I couldn't live with myself if I wasn't.
Right.
And I don't even get to drink anymore, which is how
run.
Yeah, that might be how that changes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you escape the grief
the
you're feeling?
Self-hatred.
Right. Riley Keough has been in a lot of movies. Magic Mike, Mad Max, Fury Road, just to name a couple.
Oh, look at that.
So Lisa Marie Presley's kid is doing great. Wait, who had twin girls and addicted to opioids?
Lisa Marie Presley.
Yeah. And she wrote the preface or
she did a foreword for a book about opium addiction in America. I can't, I don't have the name of the book in front of me right now.
Meg Whitman went to eBay. So she left HP and went to eBay. Is that what they're saying?
I guess so. Was there one in between? It felt like there's one in between, but maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. There was, and then she ran for governor. Those are the only things I can.
I feel like
maybe that was in between. Right. I was thinking
eBay was so big at one point, mm-hmm. and now their business has been chipped away at by
so many.
Are
they not still huge?
I think you've got Etsy. You've got all kinds of other little ways that people use
to sell things and to do business.
I think I have two on my phone right now. I have the Let It Go and the Mercari.
So, yeah, I mean.
What's the Rakuten?
Rakuten is formerly of Ebates.
You guys, Rakuten.
No, it's not. Believe me, it took me 20 times to say it.
There's a commercial all about that. You see that?
Oh, my God.
All about the pronunciation.
And still, when I have to do the commercials, I go, how do you say it again?
Rakuten.
Rakuten, yeah. So you can go there and get discounts off on stores you're already going to shop
same.
At.
I
yeah,
see.
Different.
I love Michael Hutchins so very much. Mm-hmm. I'm still sad he's gone. And I don't like that people report that he committed suicide. I do not believe it was intentional, but tragic nonetheless.
It was not suicide. I'm sorry if I said that. It was an accidental death by autoerotic asphyxiation. Probably not his first time.
I love Michael Hutchins. Michael Hutchins. He was a gorgeously handsome man, and I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, he just beautiful. Even the photo that they have for the story I was reading, because there's a documentary about him. Look at this picture. He is so flipping handsome.
Yep. Good looking guy.
We need like a little ramp on your side so when I huck things at you, they don't fall into that no man's land. A little bit too far for either of our arms to reach.
Life needs a little struggle, and that's ours.
That is our struggle, Vin. I either wipe all the papers off of your stand, or it hits the back of the stand and falls behind it. That's what happens every time. Once in a great while, we make a perfect transfer where I flick a story at him and he catches it like a frisbee. Oh, I feel like, look at us! After 22
Fold
years.
It and then sail it to him.
Oh, I wonder if I could do that.
Oh,
you might
this
go
is,
farther if you fold it.
Let's find out.
This is our Yahoo friend. Thanks for the effort, Vin. Yes, we are now proudly Verizon Media, but are a house of brands, including our beloved Yahoo. Love you guys so much since the beginning.
This is it, Finn. It's the new way.
There you go. Okay.
You still knocked down his rundown, though.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You're throwing all kinds of stuff at me now, though.
I'm just practicing.
Again. Oh, all right. Again. Again.
It's making it. I'm going to try a single sheet now instead of those big stories.
I know two kids using mushrooms that went crazy. Oh. One tried to kill his friend at a friend's house, then committed suicide. Traumatized one family and destroyed the other. Sheesh.
Horrible. Holy crap.
It's harder and to get a single sheet.
yeah, and I thought mushrooms were the safer of the psychedelics because it's natural.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they did too much or they had other influences.
It's all scary, though. It's all, you know, look, they are drugs. They are going to alter your reality. All of that stuff, you know? I'm all for decriminalization of all drugs, though. I just really feel like, you know, people who are addicted to drugs are not people who should be in jail. You're not solving anything in there. Costing the taxpayers a lot of money. Nonviolent.
She does look like Fiona.
Dude, she looks exactly like Fiona from Shrek. That's why I had to do her in the dark. Let's go out to the bike path where there's no lights.
925. Rebecca is Shrek.
Shrebecca.
I can't be Shrebecca the only Mecca. One that saw that when I saw the picture. Yeah. So
as soon as you said it, I'm like, that's it. It's Fiona. It's Princess Fiona. It's awful, poor thing. Oh, boy. I hope she didn't listen to the show.
She's in... Where Florida, were they? Right? Is she in Florida?
No, but they weren't local.
Tennessee.
But, you know,
maybe.
Radio.com, I mean, Entercom put billions with a B.
Well, it's obvious. I mean, it's a really great.
Into that app. Yeah.
And her name, people were asking, they couldn't find her, but we need to spell her.
Rebecca
They're from Iowa.
Oh, Iowa.
But it was Rebecca, R E BEKAH Sprint.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Becca. Was the K-A-H.
K-A-H, yeah.
M-E-C-C-A, Mecca.
M-E-C-C-A, mm-hmm. Correct.
Rebecca Mecca.
North Liberty.
Iowa.
Yeah, you got to look at her. It's funny.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
You just made me search for Fiona while I was driving, and I can't find it. Now I'm texting.
Oh, no.
Oh, I haven't said,
my God.
Don't text and drive
don't
enough times
it.
Today.
You haven't said, I don't think you've said it at all.
My paper's blocking my sign.
Uh-oh.
What?
Don't text and drive.
Don't text and drive, please. Betrothed is the word Vinny was trying to remember. It's another word for arranged marriage. Janine.
Betrothals. Well, who am I? Our parents would never pick the people that we wind up with, you know. You always have to get those people to win them over.
My mom always liked the people that I was with.
Yeah. What about your betrothed's mom? Betrothed's.
The girls that I dated's moms?
No. Yeah, well, sure. Okay.
I think I'm
you
all right.
You remember the families?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not always. I take that back.
Yeah, Darcy's dad wasn't too into you.
He hated me.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He did his daughter on his car. I mean,
he didn't know that part.
Yeah, but deep down he did.
He
know
didn't
that.
Know that you part. Know. And because he didn't
you
like
were that
me.
Guy.
But, I was doing his daughter. So what was, duh. Right. Of course he didn't like me.
And you were stoned all the time.
That's true, too.
Mm.
I can just see myself right now. Either just with that. Face yeah. or with that face but with Visine running down the side of my face.
I'm just sad. I swear.
So stupid.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Who has a $2 million car? I came in halfway through that story and missed the name.
Tracy
Morgan.
Tracy Morgan, almost 5 years to the day after that horrendous crash in a limo when a Walmart truck ran into them. He had just rolled off the lot in a brand new, not a brand new to him. Apparently it was a used Bugatti. It was like a $2 million car.
Yeah. Police are saying that the lady was at fault.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
All right.
Good.
I just bought it. It's a $2 million car.
I watched the first episode of Nosferatu.
Oh.
And although it's really well done, the actress for the main female character looks way too old for how old she's supposed to be. Another one writes, I watched Nosferatu. Very interesting. And of course, Quinto is so creepy. You should watch. I haven't read the book, but it's really creepy, and I would love to get your take on it.
Oh, I'll have to watch that.
I'm going
to
watch it today.
So the main
character...
No, I'm not.
I'm watching the game. Warriors tonight, everyone. Warriors.
Warriors. The main character is a little girl and an adult
right.
in the book.
It goes on for a while.
Is it two different characters, or are they using the same person to play both parts?
Maybe they haven't flashed back yet.
Oh, maybe.
There's some jumping.
There is.
In time.
There always is in Stephen King books.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's everything.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be back to say goodbye.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Well, you're hiding it well.
Oh.
I can't see it.
We're on.
What?
We're on now. All that other stuff wasn't
She didn't
on.
Hide anything if I set it into the microphone.
No, she didn't. It's all set.
All right.
We're good. Hey, guys. Happy hump day.
Yay.
Sarah and Vinny show. A fun one. A good, mm-hmm. fun one today. Solid show. Hope you all have a great day. I'm going to go have lunch with Bryn. We're going to go to IHOP.
Oh, that's oh, nice. Today you guys are doing this?
Yeah, I'm going to run down to the leather store. And...
What's that? The IHOP?
Pancakes.
Oh.
You're going to the leather store for purse products?
Yes, I got
to
get some purse products, Vinny. So
I don't know if I told the story on the air. A while back, you made a purse for our favorite person, the lady that looks after our kid.
Right.
Sue.
Well, I think you or your wife-to-be had seen the purse.
No, I saw it.
Okay.
I saw the purse on your Instagram or whatever. She drives around in a VW van. Mm. It's like an old school one.
The bus, yeah.
And so when I saw the print that you'd made this purse out of, I thought, oh, that's the Christmas present for her. We need one. And you're all, I don't have any. I sold them all.
Yeah, but then I made you one.
You made me one. And we gave it to her. And we got a text from her from the airport in Scotland or in England.
Oh,
and she
funny.
Said, I just wanted you guys to know this bag worked wonderfully on my trip in Great Britain.
That is awesome.
It is awesome,
I know,
isn't it?
I'm very glad to hear it. It's funny because that print, if I make anything out of that, it's gone immediately.
It's really cool.
It's ridiculous.
So anyway. Neat.
Yeah.
And you're
going to
go get some leather.
And all right. Make some stuff. And then we're going to have pancakes. I'm very excited.
Always good.
So have a great day. Remember that the Warriors are on tonight. Also, season 3 of Handmaid's Tale is, I think they're dropping the first 3 episodes on Hulu tonight. I'm so excited.
So tomorrow after the Warriors game, you'll have something to watch.
I'm watching that. I'm going to go ahead and watch that first. Although, actually, I think John has softball games tonight and tomorrow, so I don't think I get to watch any of that.
Oh, look at you.
I know. I'll be all so lonely. Have a great day, you guys. Lexi's up next, and there's lots more chances to get yourself qualified for today's grand prize. Mm-hmm. We are, of course, in less than 3 weeks from today, we're going to do a live secret show. Followed by a pool party, our 5th annual at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. So your next chance to win is at 11, then 1, 3, and 5. And one of those people is going to win the 2-night stay at the Fairmont. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Go Warriors.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.